USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. officials have arrived on Bosnia-Herzegovina soil trying to defuse a conflict in country. Gabriel Escobar, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Western Balkans, arrived Sunday for a two-day visit. Apparently, it all stems around a law that was passed in July banning denial of the 1995 Serb genocide. For many in country, that action is a call for war. School districts around the United States are reportedly mishandling emergency relief funds from Congress. According to reports on Sunday, schools across the country lacked oversight in the distribution of the funds, leading to new nature centers and turf sports fields instead of technology and mental health services. Congress approved just over $190 billion in aid to go to school districts in need, but many schools reportedly avoided detailing requirements. Monday Night Football saw the Steelers squeak by the Bears 29-27. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.